Aloha, movie fans, and welcome to another edition of Mudflap at the Movies. Today's movie is Deadpool.
You're right. The cancer's only my liver, lungs, prostate, and brain. All things I can live without.
What if I told you we can make you better? You're a fighter. We can give you abilities most men only dream of. Make you a superhero.
You just promise you'll do right by me, so I can do right by someone else.
And please don't make the super suit green or animated.
One thing that never survives this place is a sense of humor.
We'll see about that, Posh Spice.
Oh, come on. You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
Based on the Marvel Comics anti-hero, Deadpool is the origin story of former Special Forces operative turned mercenary Wade Wilson, who after being subjected to a rogue experiment that leaves him with accelerated healing, he adopts the alter ego Deadpool. Now armed with new abilities and a dark, twisted sense of humor, Deadpool hunts down the man who nearly destroyed his life. That's the summary. Yeah, I got that. That's from 20th Century Fox. This movie stars Ryan Reynolds, T.J. Miller, and is directed by Tim Miller. And I've got to say, I loved it. See, you didn't think I was going to say I loved it. This movie is everything a superhero movie should be. It's violence. It's R-rated jokes. It's boobies. Yeah, there's actually boobies in a Marvel superhero movie. Now, I'm not saying every movie needs to do this, but Deadpool made this work. I loved this movie from the minute it started. When the credits started, I knew this was going to be good with the way they did. It was like these fake real credits. I was laughing from the minute it started. And Ryan Reynolds, he might have screwed up Green Lantern, but he was the perfect choice for Deadpool. This movie totally works. Now, Deadpool earns every bit of the R rating. I got to tell you that, so don't take the kids. In this movie, it's far from dull. I mean, there's no way. The jokes keep coming. The violence keeps coming. The story keeps coming. That's something I was actually surprised with, that this actually had a story that I enjoyed. I followed it. To me, this reviewer, it was much like the very first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire. It's that kind of origin where I felt it showed me everything that I wanted to see. How it happened, how it got started, how Deadpool even makes a couple different costumes. I love that part, because I think it's always such bull when all of a sudden they appear and they've got this spectacular costume. Deadpool didn't do that, and I appreciate that. The humor is what sets this apart. Seriously, the humor, for me being a comic, the humor is the best that I've seen in a movie in quite a long time. It takes a lot to make a comic laugh, and I was laughing. And so I've got to give props to Ryan Reynolds' skills for delivering these lines. His comic timing is impeccable. T.J. Miller, I'm happy to see another Colorado boy do well. You know, T.J. is from here in Denver, where I am. And T.J., fantastic job. He is so good as Deadpool's sidekick. This movie is just a giant big bowl of fun. That's the way I like to describe it. This is a popcorn movie. This is one of those movies that I didn't realize that I had eaten a large tub of popcorn by the time it was over. I was just sitting there eating, and all of a sudden my hand was empty, and I realized I still had movie to go. So that's the kind of movie this is. Do I recommend it to a friend? Oh, hell yeah. Take all your friends to see this. I can't wait for a sequel. That's how excited I am about this movie. Deadpool rocks. Is it fun? Yes. Is it action? Yes. Is it everything it should be? Yes, 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 yes. When I walked out of the screening, the studio rep with the clipboard says to me, "What do you think?" And I said, "How many pluses can I put behind the A?" And the other reviewer that was standing behind me goes, "What he said." So this movie is getting great reviews, and I'm so happy. Go see Deadpool. It's playing at a theater near you now. Well, I hope you enjoyed the review, and I hope you enjoy Deadpool when you go see it. I'll see you next time on Mudflap at the Movies.